Welcome, everyone, to the Online Course Creation Summit. I'm your host, Devin Slavin, and I am thrilled to be bringing you this series of interviews and presentations from top online entrepreneurs and course creation experts from all around the world. And they're here to tell you and share with you their expertise in building, designing, and launching your own online course. So today, we have a special guest here. His name is Jesse Krieger, and he has done a ton of amazing things here with us, and he's going to share with us a lot of his experience in being a lifestyle entrepreneur and also an author and running his own publishing company, doing all sorts of amazing stuff. But before I welcome him on, I want to give him a formal introduction. So here we go. All right. So Jesse Krieger is an international best-selling author and founder of Lifestyle Entrepreneur Press. Jesse sits squarely at the intersection of publishing and promotion, having signed two publishing deals on two different continents and navigated the world of becoming a best-selling author twice. It has been his honor to work with 100 plus authors from around the world to achieve their dreams of writing and publishing a book. With constant exposure to books, trends in publishing, and the latest marketing techniques for authors, Jesse has a superpower to see the meaning beneath your words and help craft titles, website copy, and your unique author language quickly and effectively. In addition to being featured on over 50 media outlets for his best-selling book, Lifestyle Entrepreneur, Jesse has been an entrepreneur his entire adult life and holds degrees from University of California, Berkeley, as well as National Taiwan University and Beijing Normal University. So Jesse has been doing a bunch of cool stuff, and that is why we're thrilled to have him here as a guest on the Online Course Creation Summit. Now, at this point in time, I'd like to welcome Jesse Krieger to the summit. How are you doing, Jesse?
Thank you. I'm doing good. That's quite an introduction.
Well, that's how we like to roll here. Yeah. Well, you're worthy of it, of course, because of all of the incredible things you've done. And that's why we have you here on the summit, to share some of this good stuff. So thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, well, let's start it off, because you have quite a bit of accomplishments and adventures you've had in your life, and I'd love if you could share with our audience some of your story and how you became to basically be doing all the things that you're doing now, you know, writing books, founding the Lifestyle Entrepreneurs Press, and helping other authors launch their books, do all this amazing stuff. So I'll let you take it away and share a bit about your journey.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, my journey really, as you mentioned, I've actually been an entrepreneur my whole adult life. But before I came into entrepreneurship, from a very young age, all I really cared about was music. I played electric guitar. I was in a number of bands throughout my teenage years. And I had the opportunity at age 19 to go travel to Europe with a group of friends. And towards the end of that trip, you know, one thing led to another, and I decided to skip out on my ticket home and sort of take my chances playing music with another American guy in Vienna, Austria, and traveling around Europe, basically, you know, getting a broad exposure to life. So I consider sort of that the beginning of what I call my journey, as you put it, in the sense that that was a sort of taking a hard left on what could have otherwise been a linear path in life. And it never really came back, or never really merged back into what could be called normal. So, you know, from there, I had the opportunity to start recording at night from like midnight till 6 a.m. in a place called School of Audio Engineering. And ultimately, when I felt done in Europe, I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and went to the equivalent school of audio engineering in Nashville. It was at that point I met who became my first, or my bandmate and first business partner, a guy named Jake Harsh. And in the process of doing music production, studying, writing our own songs, playing out, eventually we formed a band, which was called Harsh Krieger, and got to the point where, you know, we sort of had this fork in the road. We could either sign with a record label and go that route. And the more I looked at that, the more that seemed like, you know, almost having a job, giving away a lot of creative control. They have a big say in how your musical career unfolds. I saw the other path, which would have been to start our own record label and learn the things we needed to know about business to do what we wanted to do, so we can ultimately be the musicians and creative people that we were. And so, you know, at that point, that was when I really became an entrepreneur technically for the first time. At age 21, I incorporated a record label and went about getting together a group of mentors, raising money, and then ultimately hiring a team, a manager, booking agent, road manager, executive produced our own album, and subsequently had the opportunity to tour all over the U.S. and had our music on hundreds of radio stations, on MTV.
Wow. All
good stuff. And look, it was definitely a lot of trial and error, a lot of trial by fire, and a lot of stress, but ultimately did materialize the dream that I had from a very young age. And I think at that point, you know, is when I married the concepts that creativity and business weren't mutually exclusive. And before I made that connection, I really had no interest in business. It just sounded like boring, right? Mm-hmm. And so once I made that connection, I saw a pathway on how to take any idea or whatever I found myself getting interested in or passionate about and turn it into some form of a business, either through my own efforts or in partnering with others. That ended up sending me down quite a number of different pathways throughout my 20s. And ultimately that culminated as I was getting ready to turn 30 and saying, well, what has been my process? What have I really done? Because a lot of people ask me, you know, like, what are you doing? How are you involved in music one day and then consulting and then renewable energy and then promotional products and all that stuff? And so I really thought about it. And that was the catalyst for when I began writing my book, which became Lifestyle Entrepreneur.
That's awesome. And I'm reading that book right now and it is incredible. And that brings us, you know, brings me right to the next question I was going to ask you is, you know, how did you end up becoming an author? So you're basically realizing that people were, you know, you're leading this lifestyle where you're balancing creativity and business. And, you know, it sounds like people started asking you how to do it, or you saw an opportunity to share how to blend those three things together. Is that what it was like? Or yeah, share with us how you became an author and started writing that book.
Sure. I mean, and again, so before I ever put pen to paper, by the time I did, I was 29. I had founded or co-founded over 5 different businesses, I think, at that point. And, you know, in the amount of time we have, I don't want to like overstate all the different things I've done, but at this point I had a stint in investment banking and went down this whole road of doing finance and helped take a company public and then started a renewable energy credits business with 2 partners and built that up to a certain degree, ultimately sold it. And then, you know, in the midst of this, had this premium on travel and, you know, spent probably 20% of my 20s outside of the country. Whether it's in Europe, I went back a number of times. As you mentioned, I've studied Chinese in Taiwan and mainland China and a lot of other places. So, you know, my approach was always, how do I blend, how do I mix the things I'm interested in and passionate about with ways that I can create and provide products and services and structure whatever business I'm doing in a way that I can run it and manage it remotely to the greatest extent possible. Mm-hmm. And so that is what got a number of people curious. And I wouldn't say that I wrote the book because thousands of people are like, hey, what are you doing? I wasn't like keeping a blog or anything that was, but people that knew me were like, dude, like, what are you doing? You know, I've got a job. I wake up, I go to work and I see you're in, you know, Europe and you're traveling and you're doing this and I don't get it. And for me internally, it felt very congruent. I was like, just felt pretty empowered to follow the things I was passionate about wherever they would lead. And ultimately, I decided to try and answer that question. don't worry about that. And so, you know, as I started to write, at first, it was really just to put down a front-to-back description, not so much stories, not so much else than just saying step by step, how do you turn an idea into a business, build it, systematize it, and scale it to the point where you can either sell it or remove yourself to a large degree. And once I started writing that, I had got an introduction to a publisher in Southeast Asia, and they took a look and said, well, this is interesting, but nobody really wants just a tactical how-to book, or we don't want to publish it. But it sounds like you've had a cool life. Why don't you tell some of those stories? Why don't you share the overarching philosophy that has driven you? I really thought about that, because at this point I had written a lot. But I did take their advice to heart and went back, and that next revision became the basis for Lifestyle Entrepreneur that you have in your hands.
Yeah, that's so cool. And you know what I love about it is this, it's like, it's talking about the kind of business that, you know, which is the reason that I got into business, or the kind of business that I wanted to create myself. So, and it's so hard to find, you know, that so much business training is really formal and, you know, and like you said, linear, and it's just kind of, it doesn't really incorporate the lifestyle piece and isn't necessarily about freedom and things like that. So it's like when I'm as an entrepreneur and not cold, I'm looking for ways to bring those things and those principles into my business, and, you know, looking for guides on how to do that. So it was really cool that you brought those stories in with the principles and tools for how to do it. So yeah, that's what I've been really appreciating about the book so far.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I mean, from a writer's perspective, and I know this is like the online course creation summit, right? I'm happy to talk about all that good stuff, but just from a, and this plays into it too, but from a content creation perspective, as a writer, as somebody that's creating a course, you know, people buy a book to learn something specific. This is in nonfiction, right? They buy a book to learn or overcome a challenge or help achieve a goal. But what makes it interesting and engaging is the personal touch that's in there. And so, you know, I was very insistent on, and I've always enjoyed creative writing as well, mixing in stories and dropping people into the action. And then from that, extracting lessons and connecting dots, and ultimately giving models and frameworks that can help people accomplish a similar type of lifestyle and a business. And so, I mean, thanks. That's good. That was the intention.
Yeah, nice. And I love how you just right there, you know, brought it to, you know, connected the dots with course creation and content creation, you know, because we're here learning about creating courses. And yeah, it's such a key thing, being able to engage our participants. And, you know, we can have incredible, you know, an incredible map on how to do something that's going to change our lives. But if the way that we deliver it is not engaging, you know, people love stories. So we have to have that balance of it. So I love that. And so I want to, you know, highlight that second, what you said to our course creation audience, which is, you know, how can you both, you know, create transformation in people's lives with your framework, but also weave in that personal touch, like Jesse said, because that way you're going to have content, you're going to have the experience of your participants soar that way. They're going to love what you're doing. So I love that. Very cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's, if you look at the statistics, it's kind of shocking that when it comes to like online courses, a certain percent of people will buy and never even log in once. Mm-hmm. And I don't know the exact percentages, but for sure this is true. And a large number of people, I think upwards of 50%, never make it past module one. So depending on how many components you have in your course, many people don't really get past that. And so it's one thing to look at that and be like, oh, people are lazy, people don't really want it. But if it's another way to look at that and be like, okay, well, there's something in here that's human nature. Mm-hmm. And also to take the certain amount of responsibility as somebody that's creating content. It's not just about having great marketing and getting in front of a large audience and figuring out how to, you know, have an evergreen sales funnel or whatnot. If your goal is to actually help people achieve an outcome, then you need to also pay attention to the flow and how you're delivering that content and how you're structuring it so that people can not only consume it, but really engage with it and get all the way through it. So that kind of comes back to what I was talking about, what you mentioned about, you know, the way that I wrote my book, the way that I do pretty much everything. Keep that firmly in mind, that it's not just enough to get somebody through the front door. It's not just enough for me to make a book sale. I want someone to read the whole thing, integrate these concepts into their life, make a change, and then write me and say, hey, your book inspired me to do X, Y, and Z. And it's the same thing with any online training program or something that I have. And so, I'll put that thought out there and we can dive into it more. But something I feel very strongly about, because some people spend a lot of focus on just the marketing side and then, you know, very little on the fulfillment and delivery. And it's not to really anybody's benefit.
Right. Totally. You know, it's interesting being on this side of getting the chance to interview so many incredible experts. If I had to say, you know, there was a theme in 2016 for creating, creating courses and what people need to know, it's this theme of engagement and increasing, therefore increasing the results in our clients' lives and also increasing our, you know, retention of customers and future sales. So all these things. So it's really cool that you're just bringing us right down that path. And it's funny, actually, kind of going back a little bit to what you said at the beginning of that last point was, you know, as people putting out content or course creators, you know, we just think, well, we create something and we're like, well, what? It's their fault that they're not logging in. And I have to say that even though I create, you know, I share the process and train people in creating courses, I've felt the same way because that's even happened to me where it's like someone bought it and they never even opened it. And I'm like, you know, it's like a couple of weeks. I'm like, what the heck? Like they just bought this. Why are they doing that? You know, and it's like it's like the first thing I do is, you know, or did was make it like about them. But then really, of course, it's, you know, as the facilitator of the course, I had to really take responsibility and bring it back to, you know, what can I do to help the engagement process? So right. It's funny. Yeah.
It's an integral part of it. And, you know, the moment that somebody takes out their wallet and makes a purchase is just one step. Of course, it's an important step in a continuum of events from where they first become aware of a need, where they go looking for information or training, through to the whatever process led them to your program, to the process from when they became aware of it and they decide that it's the one for them. And now you're at the point where somebody's actually, where your transaction takes place. But beyond that, there's a whole another part of that continuum that that you need to factor in human nature, which is, when I say human nature, I mean, we live in a noisy world. There's, depending on what your lifestyle is, you're probably bombarded with advertisements, sales messages many, many times a day and distracted or consciously or otherwise through, you know, emails, being reactive to other people's agenda, television, relationships, all the demands that are on people's times, family. And so is it really somebody's fault if they had the best intention and made a purchase and then something else happened in life and now they're focused somewhere else and they haven't been pulled back or they haven't had the willpower to go back and continue down the path they were on when they got to that point where they made a purchase? So how can we address this as course creators? Well, technology allows for some really amazing things. I mean, you know, you can set up without too much technical knowledge an email sequence that introduces the course, tells them why it's important, tells them what they're going to learn, drip feeds the content over time so that it's not just, here's your login, have fun, and then there's 15 hours of video in there and there's no real direction on what to do. But you can also go a level further and have something, depending on whatever software you use, a tag that's applied to people's contact when it says they've logged in to module one, yes or no. Right. And if they haven't logged in for 2 days, then you have an email that only goes out to those people that say, hey, I'm super excited you're here, and I just noticed that you haven't logged into module one yet. Tell you what, just take a minute right now and log in and check out these 2 minutes and actually identify some part of a training or a video and what they're going to learn. If you only have 2 minutes, just log in right now and watch this. because you're going to learn X, Y, and Z. And I think that's really going to be helpful because, you know, if you're a part of this course, you're part of this program, then you probably want to understand whatever the whole promise of the course is. And this is a quick and easy way to get you going in that direction. Nice. Now just stop and ask yourself, if you got an email like that after you had made a purchase and somebody knows that you haven't logged in, and then they're telling you specifically what you can do in a very, very short amount of time, is that going to make you think differently about the trainer or the person that you're learning from?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, the interesting thing that's so cool, because you're talking about the technology piece of it, which is, you know, that you can actually automate these things. But I love that you added the layer of making it very, like a really low barrier, low commitment level, just 2 minutes. Like, and it's like, it's almost as if you've selected just this, you know, like the perfect thing for them to watch, because you're thinking about them and how they might not have much time or things like that. So it's, I love that layer of just like, okay, if you're not going to be able to do much, just right now, just 2 minutes. I mean, because who doesn't have 2 minutes, right? I mean,
right, exactly. And so I was just using examples with like X and Y, but here, I mean, something specific. And full disclosure, I haven't done this, but even as I'm saying it, you know, I may go back and update some things on my own courses. But I have a program for authors called Bestseller Campaign Blueprint. Nice. And if I were to apply this to that program, technology is subset of psychology. Right. People put a lot of emphasis on technology. It means nothing if you don't understand human psychology and use technology to that effect. So let's say somebody gets my course, and I know that if they're getting my course, then they're in the process of writing a book and they really want to get it out there and leverage their book to build their business and brand. Let's say they haven't logged into module one. It's been 2 days. What I should do, what I probably will do after we're done here, I have an email that goes out that says, look, you know, I know that you got this course because you're writing a book and you're serious about finally getting it out and having it make the impact that it's capable of having. And I also know that you're busy. So why don't you just take 1 minute right now, log in, here's your credentials again, so you don't have to search around and find them in your inbox. And if you just watch these first 3 minutes of module one, video two, we're going to talk about content frameworks and how that's so important, because what I've found is that so many people stop or don't even begin writing if they don't know what they should be writing about. So check it out. It's only a couple minutes and it'll give you some clarity on one of the top reasons why people don't take action writing their book. So something like that, I just paraphrased, but if I'm putting myself in the situation of getting an email like that, and sure, I why not? I'll go check it out, and if it gives me a new idea, then it renews the motivation to go further down the rabbit hole.
Right. That's super cool. First of all, I love the, you know, the transparency there, and it's great role modeling for course creators, because you know, a course is never truly complete, and it's almost impossible to get everything done the first time and have it be perfect. So it's like perfect role modeling, be like, oh, I just got an idea. Why don't I go add this? Boom. And then we go back and add it. And so it's constantly this evolution, this, you know, this process of continually making our course better and better. So thanks for that touch. And, you know, I really like that what you shared about psychology coming before technology, because I think that's a really key part of building courses, because part of it's the content itself, but another part is really creating an experience. And, you know, so we have to, as course creators, be able to manage both of those, you know, what is the, you know, fulfilling on the promise of the course, like you said, but also, you know, getting in the psychology of our clients, getting into and knowing the human nature, like you mentioned, that they may or may not get into the course. So that's really cool. And, you know, speaking of your course, it's a, you know, Bestseller Campaign Blueprint, right? I'd love to have you share a bit, because, you know, we're talking about creating online courses, but I think there's, you know, there's an important piece and an opportunity here for course creators to also become authors. And I would love it if you could share with us kind of the benefits that you've experienced or seen other people in writing their own book, and what are the doors that can open up for them, and also like how a book can fit into your whole suite of offerings. So I know it's two questions, like what are the benefits of writing a book? And also like, how does it fit into, you know, a bigger picture of what we might have as entrepreneurs?
Well, I am happy to talk about that, but I actually want to touch on something
that's
really important. And
cool. Yeah, we'll get back to that then.
And that is, you know, on the topic of creating an online course,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's another conception out there that a common conception that you have to build the whole course, create the whole course, and then you go and market it and launch it and find people to take part in it. Mm-hmm. And from my own experience and in many people's experience, I've seen that can be a recipe for stress and failure. Because if you're creating a course in a vacuum and then you turn around and say, okay, who is this for? Who am I going to sell it to? If you miss the mark, then you put in tons of work in creating something that people may not actually want. So what is perhaps a better approach? Well, I'll tell you how I actually created Bestseller Campaign Blueprint was
nice.
I knew what I wanted to create. I knew I wanted to create a program that wasn't focused on like how to write a book, how to blah, blah, blah. It was more on, you know, it was more for people that are in the middle of the writing process or are done with the book mm-hmm. and are now thinking, oh my God, there's so much more to do to get my book out there.
Actually
make money with it and have it be a business development tool.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So I found I had an opportunity to be on a different summit called the Superhero Summits by a good friend and mentor, Marisa Murgatroyd.
Mm-hmm. So she's going to be on with us.
Summit, right?
Yeah.
So through a sequence of events, it's not really important here. I had the opportunity to be a live presenter on her summit, and on her summit, you make us an offer. And so I was like, all right, that's where I want to launch this course. And when I launched it, by the time I was on the summit, I hadn't actually created any of the course content. What I did create was a great presentation that taught people about the value of having a book and using it as a business development tool and how to launch it on Amazon, and then offered the course as the step-by-step way to really go through that in great detail. So what I created by that time was an outline of what the course would be, and it was really only just a couple pages. So 8 modules and then a few bullet points, a few descriptive sentences on what somebody would learn in each module. And then I offered it on the summit, and throughout the summit and the subsequent couple of weeks, enrolled, I think, 70, 75 people. And I taught it live over 8 weeks. And so between the time I launched it and between the time we started the first module was almost 3 weeks. So in that time, I had a dialogue with people that had signed up. I was asking the specific things that they wanted to learn. I had everybody in a private Facebook group so they got to know each other and we could all see where they were at with their book. And then when we jumped on for module 1, part 1, it was as if we already had some community and I knew quite a bit about them. And so at that point, in those 3 weeks, I created the first 2 modules in terms of the actual content I was going to teach. I ran them through GoToWebinar with the slide deck and intermittently would teach for 30 minutes on a topic and then wait a couple seconds and then do Q&A and then teach on another topic and then do Q&A. So by the end of it, I had about a 2-hour video. I chopped that up into 4 videos and now I've got module 1, part 1, module 1, Q&A, module 1, part 2, module 2, Q&A videos that went into the members portal. And so what's the whole point? I basically taught it live. Mm-hmm. I was creating the content about 2 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. And ultimately it was very successful in the sense that a lot of people made it all the way through. And from that, a lot of people ended up working with me at a much higher level doing book publishing. And you can see a lot of books that we've published behind. Some of those are people that went through my relatively low-priced online training course and realized, wow, you know, I've learned so much from Jesse and I know what it's like to work with him and I trust him. Why don't I hire him and his team to just do all of this for me? And so there even there's a valuable point that an online course isn't necessarily an end in and of itself. but it's a great way for somebody to get a rich experience of working with you and to really prime the pump for a much higher price and higher service level of engagement. So yes. Hopefully that's illustrative, because, you know, I'd hate it if people spent months creating an online course just to turn around and try and sell it and realize that they may have missed the mark in some shape or form, because that's just brutal.
That's totally, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, it's actually, I'm sitting here smiling and squirming because I'm going, like, everything you just said, I'm like, that's what I do. That's what I do in the Course Creators Bootcamp.
Good.
And so it's, I mean, what I'm sure there's the, you know, there's details, you know, at certain points we're not doing exactly the same thing, because that would be almost impossible. But what you described is you know, step-by-step even, what I'm recommending and what I'm taking people through in my process, because, and like you said, you know, I honestly, originally when I started sharing people, the course creation process with people, I said, look, you can do it. You know, there's so many ways to create a course, and here's the foundation. Here are the principles. These are the components you need. You can do it this way or that way. And now actually I basically said, instead of choosing your own adventure, choose your own path with course creation. Here's the model. It's like, this is the way we're going to do it. And we're going to do it the pre-sell model where you just described, where you essentially put your course together. You start getting feedback ahead of time, even, you know, in forums and with your audience, but essentially find out what people want, create the course map, and start pre-selling it with a presentation, like a webinar, like you were saying, on the summit. And so that, I won't go through the process repeating the whole thing that you just shared, but the main reason why I did that is because the people that were going through it and maybe engaging with their audience, but mostly creating the course up front and then launching their course, versus the people that created it with their audience live, you know, the difference was huge between the people that did it live. So that's actually the model that I'm requiring now. People that want to create courses with me are they have to do it live via webinars, and, you know, and it's okay if people don't want to do that kind of course. That's, you know, they can probably still be successful, but that's the reason why I do it, is because I've seen the difference in results, and that is the key to it. So cool. I love it that we came from totally different, you know, I'm sure we learned from different people in different ways, but we essentially do the same thing here.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So, well, where should we go here? Do you want to share about creating, you know, the benefits of the book and how this fits into developing your business? Or we could talk about, yeah, actually, I'd love to hear more about that, because I think this is there's a real opportunity. Like you said, there's a suite, like an online course can lead into a bigger client relationship, you know, a coaching program or a done-for-you service, which is also something that I include in what I do. But basically, yeah, how can a book fit into this ecosystem that we're creating?
Yeah, I mean, I see... You know, I just think of it as a continuum in terms of price point and commitment level. Mm. So, you know, on one end there's free content, right? Mm-hmm. Low price, very low commitment. And resultingly, how many people really change their life from a free PDF that they download on the internet, right? So maybe it's price, commitment, and outcome. Mm. So then, you know, a book is an interesting thing, because, you know, a book has a low price point, but it can deliver an incredible amount of value, right, and can actually really move the needle and change your life. But as a, you know, if all you have is a book, it's very hard to make money unless you're selling thousands and thousands of books. And so, you know, a book can feed into the rest of your business and brand, specifically with an online course. And, you know, what we do is include a page or two in the book that's sort of like a descriptor page, an offer page that talks about the other programs or services that the author has to offer. So, you know, that's even true in my book. If you flip to the back, there's three pages that describe three different things: an audio training program, an online program called Business in a Weekend, and a coaching program that's actually no longer in existence. Mm-hmm. So the whole point is, if somebody's read the book and likes the book, you're giving them a springboard into next steps that they can take. And now this goes both ways. If you have an online course that you've created and delivered and do so, then you've got a ton of content. And I wouldn't just say to get that transcribed and call it a book, because they're different things. But right. You can adapt the content from your online training course into a book and have that be a great wide mouth of the funnel to cast a wide net with a book that feeds people back into your online training course and whatever you have after that. So in either case, whichever one you would do first, if you created a book or if you've created an online training program, then there's a smaller gap to bridge to create the other that you haven't yet created.
Right, right. Because you're already getting into the process of content creation. You're finding out what your audience really likes and gets value from, so that can inform the rest of what you're doing, make the next step easier. So that's really cool.
Even more so is in either one of those, you have structured content that's sequential. And in a program, you got module 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not a big leap to say that that's chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. Accordingly, right. If you've got chapters or sections in a book, it's not a huge leap to say, okay, well, how do I turn this from informative book content into tactical training content or vice versa? And the difference from my perspective is, with an online training program, may not have as much of the personal story element or case studies of other people or it probably would have models and frameworks, but you know, a book, part of its value is in the story and being relatable, feeling a sense of connection with the author, and perhaps seeing examples of other people and how they've put these ideas into practice. Whereas in an online training program, it's more oriented of how do we get you from point A to point B and do it as quick and seamlessly as possible.
Yeah, that's funny. Actually, you just straight up answered my next question for you. That's cool. Yeah, because I mean, that's exactly what I was going to say. Because how do we differentiate? So, but you just answered it for us. You know, really, that the book is the place for the more storytelling, more case studies, and getting into the nuances of things like that. Still incorporating frameworks, but the course, exactly. When I buy a course, I'm sure there's instances for this, but I buy courses to get me from point A to point B. I buy a course because I'm like overwhelmed and I just need to have someone who's successful at it just show me the step-by-step. So that is, which you can also do in a book, but the book, I feel like it has more space to say more and to include the nuances. So that's really cool. So that's the way. So if we did maybe a book first and brought our content to a course, it's just looking at what we already wrote about that's more action oriented and kind of taking that into the course and maybe adding more activities. And the other way around, like if you've already created a course and you want to write a book, now it's a chance to go back with the same, a similar outline and add in more personal touch to it, stories and case studies, things like that. So really cool.
Good stuff. I'm going to need to wrap up in a couple minutes.
Absolutely.
Anything else that you want to touch on before we close it out?
Yeah, well, I do want to touch. I would like to, for those of us here that are interested in checking out more about what you're doing, I would love to hear, can you tell us about the bestseller campaign blueprint and sort of what that entails and, you know, what we might expect if we were going to check that out and work with you on that?
I mean, yeah, sure. You're welcome to check out bestsellercampaignblueprint.com, and I'm sure Devin will include a link somewhere near this video. And basically, it's an 8-module program, about 14 hours of video, and I teach it live once a year. So I'll be teaching it live starting again in July.
Oh, nice.
But in the interim time, it's available for anybody to join and have full access to everything. And it really goes through a framework I call the Big Idea Framework. So ignite, develop, execute, and accelerate your best-selling book launch. And in Ignite, we go over how to turn words in a Word document into a finished book. So editing, proofreading, cover design, interior layout formatting, getting it available in different formats, paperback, electronic, audiobook. In Develop, it's all about how do you go from having a finished book that's now a product towards a book that's now launched. So building up an audience, generating interest in a readership, engaging with people that are interested in your ideas and getting people on board to support your book launch, as well as marketing, online advertising strategies, and other techniques of that nature. Execute module is all about how do you, what's the mechanics of a successful book launch? And there's a lot to cover in there. Mm-hmm. And Accelerate is, you know, once you've done a book launch, you've got momentum. You've got the big mo, so you don't want to waste it. Mm-hmm. So Accelerate is how do you take that momentum and parlay it into business development? So how does your book launch roll into enrolling people in an online training course? How does it get people into conversations to become coaching clients? How does it fill a live event you're running? How does it create a mastermind? And so whatever your business objectives are, and we go over a wide array of them, it's showing the front to back technique on how to take a book that's more or less written and turn it into a real business development tool as well as a best-selling book.
Very cool. That sounds like an incredible process. So you guys go ahead and check it out. Like Jesse said, there's a link below this video, or you can just go right to bestsellercampaignblueprint.com. And check out what he's put together. It's an incredible suite of things, just like he listed out. And Jesse, were we going to offer anything special to this group?
Oh, yeah. Part of that? What did we say on a price point?
Oh, I don't know. No, it wasn't about price point, actually. Yeah,
the price for the program is $9.97, and there's a payment plan option. But for people here on the Online Course Creation Summit and, you know, that are in your community, Devin, you know, I'm happy to offer some cool bonuses. I have a live event that I run every year in October called Bestseller Summit Live. It's a three-day live event, and if you enroll in Bestseller Campaign Blueprint through this video, through the Online Course Creation Summit, happy to give you a free VIP ticket to that, which awesome. Includes cocktail reception, lunch for 2 days, private Q&A with me, and it's just a great event. And that's like a $497 value. I'm also happy to throw in a complimentary 45-minute strategy call, one-to-one. So, you know, if you're going down this path of creating a book or interested in creating a book, this is a chance to get on the phone with me one-on-one. You can see here we've been on this call with Devin for maybe 45 minutes. We've covered a lot of ground, and we're doing it in a general sense. So I know from experience in 45 minutes on the phone with a person one-on-one, we could either outline your whole book, create a whole marketing strategy, look at how the book ties in to your online training program and create a marketing funnel around that, at least at the conceptual level. So I'm happy to throw in a 45-minute strategy call as well. And awesome. And included in the Bestseller Campaign Blueprint is picking any three books that we've published, and you get the campaigns that we use to launch them.
Oh, wow.
So the real, you know, three is the magic number because you can triangulate in to what's going to work for you. And finally, as part of that program is a 6-part audio training I created called Become a Lifestyle Entrepreneur. So you can see another example of, in this case, an audio training program. And then you've got the full suite between what Devin's put together here and my program. So if you vibe with what I've been talking about, what we've been sharing here, this is an opportunity for you to go the next step on that continuum that we discussed.
That's so sweet. Well, you made it super irresistible for us, Jesse, and thanks so much for your generosity and including all those bonuses, which I'll make sure are listed out below. So, and I know you have to go, so I'll just say, you know, right now, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to be a part of the Online Course Creation Summit. You brought some amazing stuff to us, both with the course creation side and the book side and personal, you know, lifestyle entrepreneur side. So it's been a pleasure having you. Thanks again, Jesse.
Thank you, Devin, for putting this together and inviting me. And I guess I'll close by saying, you know, in reference to a book, if you're thinking about writing a book, and over 70% of Americans are, but if you're thinking about it, you're meant to do it. And whether or not you answer that call determines whether or not you'll be able to impact hundreds, if not thousands, of people's lives. And that's the real potential of a book. And of course, an online training program is great as well, but there's something about the broad reach, the low price point, and the high intrinsic value in a book that lends itself to a really broad distribution. With that, thanks very much. I'll see you soon.
Take care. Great. Okay, perfect. I love that way you brought us in and wrapped it up here. So thanks again, Jesse. And thanks to all of you who tuned into this episode of the Online Course Creation Summit. We will catch you on the next one. Until then, have a great day and take this action right into your lives and make a difference with that. So we'll catch you on the next one. Cheers.